We're still coming up with a rating system.
Yeah, go ahead.
It'll probably be on a finger-based system.
What about the movies?
That we're going to rate on... it's going to be on a finger. So if it just totally blows...
Jizz.
It's going to be zero... It's going to be, like zero fingers.
Well, it's going to be a vagina.
Exactly. It's going to be zero fingers, a.k.a. a fist, from there. If not, go ask Big Fatty. Anyways.
Jizz.
So I'm going to be reusing that.
So, this
much.
One for me would probably be a three finger, two in the pink, one in the sting.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It'll probably be on a finger based system.
Cheers.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 536 of the BFO for Monday, the 22nd. Of February 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have been inundated with calls encouraging Jeremiah to go for the gold. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, before we get started, Big Fatty's got to tell you, If I have to stop a couple of times and say, one moment, please, it's because I am sipping on a mug of Theraflu, because Big Fatty has gotten a little tickle in his throat, and not in a good way. No, it is not a good tickle. And one moment, please. And I learned a long time ago that the Theraflu really was a good thing for Big Fatty. Because, y'all, it's warm and it's soothing and it has a lemony flavor, and it has an immediate soothing quality to it. And, let me just tell you about the weekend. First of all, on Friday night, oh, dear Gussie. That would be more cone beef and cabbage and Irish potatoes. But anyway, y'all, on Friday night, oh dear Gussie, y'all, all of a sudden I'm vomicky. We had a little fatty cast, and y'all, there were quite a few people. There were 20-something people in the studio audience, and y'all, there were some LFC virgins in there, and just some other folks. Y'all, it was the podcasting elite. That, yes, we had Arthur in there, that Daniel was there, that Kim Beaver, she was there from the future, and I don't remember who else was in there, but the good old standards, Lurie Warbucks, and my grandson Stephen. He was late getting there, but y'all, he was there. Yes, and y'all spoke to Miss Kitty over. No, let me back up. Friday night after the LFC, went out to the Patrick Bowl later home, and Larry Cly went out, and Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Mr. Vader was out, and y'all, evidently there was some sort of incident after Big Fatty had left, where he was heckling. He was heckling the drag queens, and I didn't know. I did not understand it. One moment, please. But so did that, and y'all, a couple of the folks from the Myrtle Beach Horror Club came down, and Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, it was just a nice evening. I didn't stay terribly late, but I stayed later than Granny and Miss Porter, which was unheard of, y'all. It was just unheard of. And then on Saturday, I had my final announcing gig of the winter. And that went well, and then came home and went out to dinner with Granny and Miss Porter and the president of the horror group, who doesn't have a nickname yet. So anyway, we'll come up with something, I'm sure. And had a lovely dinner, and y'all had a coupon. I had a coupon for the steakhouse we went to. So basically, my 16-ounce prime rib dinner cost me $5. Yes, Big Pretty. And you gotta love the coupon. Yes, we love the coupon. And then on Sunday, y'all, I have been a sloth. I have been a sloth, but y'all, I have left my boudoir. I don't stay in my boudoir all day long like other people. But y'all, did a couple of things, a couple of little projects. First of all, I called Miss Kitty and said, "Now, Miss Kitty, I have spoken to you 5 times during the past week, but I haven't heard from you." So we caught up a little bit on the telephonic device, and all seemed to be going well. Then y'all, I did my taxes, and now I've just got to verify one thing, because I rolled over some money from one retirement account into a different kind of retirement account. So I gotta talk to my financial advisor and make sure that I've done this correctly on the tax form. But y'all, if all goes well, I will have a lot of my new furniture that's coming at the end of March. It will be paid for with the taxes, because I'm getting almost $1,800 back from the federal government and over $800 back from the state government. Y'all, that's good. Yes, Big Freddy, please purchase a complimentary beverage for everyone. Well, I can't do that. However, y'all, one of the gifts that Big Fatty hopes to be able to give to you is the promise of Jeremiah going for podcasting gold. Now, y'all, I have received several e-letters and quite a few voice letters also. Now, Jeremiah, let me just remind you that is not necessarily the quantity of voice letters and encouragement that you need to focus on, but the quality of the people and their situations that should inspire you to go for the podcasting goal and to start your podcast. Now, Jeremiah, I was going to tell you, when I did the Friday show, I was a little worried. I was a little worried that the folks weren't going to come through, and that perhaps that would put a doubt in your mind. But I am confident in saying to you now that I believe that you should have plenty of encouragement in these e-letters and these voice letters that I'm going to present today. Now, the first one, I'm going to do the e-letters first. The first one is from Drusilla Blomey, who is up there in Locola, South Carolina. And y'all, if you don't know where Columbia, South Carolina is, if South Carolina was going to receive an enema, that would be the insertion point. But anyway, Drusilla says, "I know I'm too late for the Friday show, but this is another vote in favor of Jeremiah's Porch podcast." And y'all, Jeremiah's already given it a name, Jeremiah's Porch. And someone will have to get a picture of him wearing a Southern gentry getup and holding a hurricane in place of a mint julep due deference to living in Mississippi. And y'all, I think that is just a wonderful e-letter from Drusilla Blomey. Now, we also have one from that Kim Beaver. And Jeremiah, she is speaking to you from the future. So, you know, it's not every day you get encouragement from the future. But Kim Beaver says, "Jeremiah, come on, stop playing hard to get and start your podcast now." Now, Jeremiah, let me tell you. Let me just get close. This is only for Jeremiah. Jeremiah, don't make the beaver angry. That's the last thing you want to have to deal with is an angry beaver. All right. So, anyway, so that was from that Kim Beaver. And, y'all, then we had one from Julie. And, y'all, Julie, I knew Julie was going to be worried. I knew she was going to be worried about this. And she says, "Big Fatty, Jeremiah needs to have his own podcast and preserve his fabulous Old South thinking and ways for posterity. I love him, and I wish that you and he would get married to each other. There, I've said it. Worried sick about you from North Carolina, Julie. Now, Jeremiah, she is trying to propose marriage between Big Fatty and Jeremiah, even though Jeremiah has a significant other on the plantation down there in Mississippi. But I'm telling you, Jeremiah, you don't want Julie worried sick about you, because you know this is a big thing that you have to deal with. And I also want to say that we've got an e-letter here from the Turnip Head, and it says, Big Fatty, I have to say that I really enjoyed the LFC up until the point when I hit the subway and lost my connection. Sorry, I never did get my phone call in for Jeremiah. This week turned out to be a shit show and lots of bullshit at work for me to deal with, and I just have to say I was not in the right frame of mind to switch the gears and throw a call in. I do hope that he will podcast. He is always a hoot. And he says, go ahead and bring out that double ooh, like a oot, hoot, 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 hoot. And it would just be wrong, I say, if he doesn't podcast. Loves your bacon. Oh, dear, I see. And so now, Jeremiah, the Turnip Head, he is from the Canadian Mexico. And you don't want to go to war with the Mexicans up there in Canada. And and y'all, there was something on TV about them all going I-A-A-A-A. And I don't understand what any of that fucking shit means. But y'all, I also have voice letters of encouragement for Jeremiah. And y'all, the first voice letter of encouragement is from the one and only Miss West from the Live It Up podcast down there in the San Diegos, y'all, where evidently it is quite moist. We might need a check of the humidity. But here is Miss West to encourage you, Jeremiah.
This message is to let Jeremiah know that I, West Stone, and would be one of his number one supporters if he had his own podcast. And I'm sure that it is too late on Thursday evening when Big Fatty is recording to make it into the show. But if not, I hope that he is seriously considering starting his own podcast, because I would love to hear more of his stories. So please, Jeremiah, please do a podcast. Thank you.
Jeremiah, that is Miss West, and he is part of the podcasting royalty, and he's already proclaimed that he will be one of your number one fans. Yes! You already have a number one fan, Jeremiah, so I don't really see how you can just pass up on the offer from cute Miss West out there in the San Diego. So y'all, where it is evidently just raining. We've got another call now from the West Coast near the surface of the sun, and this one is from Melissa the Confused.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Melissa the Confused from the surface of the sun, just calling because I have been catching up on your program. I mean, I've been pretty sick the past couple months or so. I'm 30 years old and my heart's decided to give out on me, so I've been really sick at home, and I don't know, I just haven't seemed to have the energy or the time to catch up on all the podcasts, but here I am and I'm catching up now, and what do I hear but Jeremiah starting his own podcast? I love it. Please, I hope he does it. I just love it when he calls your show, because it's just so great, especially the two of you, when you laugh at him and he just goes off about things that you said or what Auntie Vera said.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Auntie Vera said, so please, Jeremiah, please start your own podcast. I will subscribe the first day that it comes out. I can't wait. I hope it goes through. And Big Daddy, I hope everything is going well for you. And thank you for your Crema card. I did receive it. Actually, I received it before Christmas, so I'm special. So anyway, I just want to let you know. So thank you for your show, and please, Jeremiah, please go ahead and do that for me. And for everybody else who loves you, and I will talk to you later, Big Daddy. Bye.
Dear Gussie, Jeremiah, and Melissa the Confused, you have not told us that you have been on your deathbed. That's terrible, but hopefully you are feeling better. And Jeremiah, she has picked herself up off her deathbed. Her heart has stopped, and you don't want to make it stop again, keeping her in anticipation of you doing your podcast. You've got to do it. You've heard the sincerity and the desire in her voice. And Jeremiah, I don't see how you can turn someone down. No, you cannot turn anyone down that calls in with such a lovely call like that. And y'all, our next call is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2009, and that is Bill in St. Louis.
Big Fatty, it's Bill. Hey, I wanted to call and leave a message for you that Jeremiah has got to do his own podcast. He could be the yin to your yang. He has got to do the podcast. And it would be an honor to someday be his number one fan. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie Jeremiah, you have got him fighting already to be your number one fan. I mean, that is Bill in St. Louis. And may I just say, what a top-notch number one fan he has been. And y'all, Moose P up there in the North Kakalaki, he has started off being a great number one fan also. But, He's comparing our yings and our yangs. Dear Gushy, Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. You are rubbing off on people. I don't know if I can put up with your ying and his yang, or his ying and your yang. Oh, please move on. Please try to find someone in the frozen tundra to offer support, please, for Jeremiah.
Big Fatty, hey, this is Tim in Alaska calling. Just calling to say, hey, fat man, I love your show, love listening every morning on my way to work, and also to say it would absolutely rock my world if the lovely and effervescent Jeremiah started his own podcast. So count me in. And have a wonderful bacon-filled fat day. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, now, Jeremiah, let me just tell you something. Tim in Alaska has never called the BFO before, if I remember correctly. Big Freddy, you don't remember anything correctly. Why should we start believing you now? But there you have it. You're going to rock his world up there in the Alaska. You betcha. You betcha you'll rock. Oh! Big Freddy, I can't even talk. Can you please just move to the final voice letter of encouragement for Jeremiah? I will indeed. And this one comes from up in the Connecticut or the New Hampshire or the Rhode Island or Vermont. I don't remember it, but it's up there in Mexico.
Do we really need to egg Jeremiah on? I don't think so.
Dear Gussie, Jeremiah... I'm telling you, they are losing patience. They are beginning to lose patience. So you might, oh dear Gussie, you might as well. I can think of no better time than on George Burthington's wash day, which is today, Monday the 22nd, for you to call into the BFO, Jeremiah, and confirm that you have decided, yes, I will do it. And by the way, Jeremiah, have I mentioned that Big Fatty wants you to do it? Oh, Big Fatty, you are such a, what are you, Big Fatty? I don't know. Y'all have a great George Burthington's wash day, and hopefully on tomorrow's show, we will hear from Jeremiah, and hopefully we will not hear him say...
It'll probably be on a finger-based system.
Cheers.
And a happy birthday to JT and Michael Sage.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.